Trump administration resumes federal death penalty, schedules executions for 5 child killers. By Joel B. Polak on July 25, 2019. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, announced Thursday morning that it is resuming the federal death penalty, starting with the execution of 5 death row inmates who have been convicted of murdering children. In a press release, the DOJ announced. Attorney General William P. Barr has directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons, BOP, to adopt a proposed addendum to the federal execution protocol, clearing the way for the federal government to resume capital punishment after a nearly 2-decade lapse, and bringing justice to victims of the most horrific crimes. The Attorney General has further directed the acting director of the BOP, Hugh Hurwitz, to schedule the executions of 5 death row inmates convicted of murdering, and in some cases torturing and raping, the most vulnerable in our society, children and the elderly. Congress has expressly authorized the death penalty through legislation adopted by the people's representatives in both houses of Congress and signed by the president, Attorney General Barr said. Under administrations of both parties, the Department of Justice has sought the death penalty against the worst criminals, including these 5 murderers, each of whom was convicted by a jury of his peers after a full and fair proceeding. The Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. The DOJ also provided detailed descriptions of the inmates and the crimes they committed. They include Daniel Lewis Lee, a white supremacist who murdered an 8-year-old girl and her family; Lesmond Mitchell, who brutally murdered a grandmother and her granddaughter; Wesley Ira Perkey, who raped and murdered a teenage girl and bludgeoned a disabled elderly woman to death; Alfred Bourgeois, who sexually abused and murdered his daughter, a toddler; and Dustin Lee Honkin, who shot 5 people to death, including 2 children. The DOJ announcement comes just days after former Vice President Joe Biden announced his new criminal justice policy, which includes ending the federal death penalty. Biden's policy was a reversal of decades of a tough-on-crime approach, which is now out of favor in the Democratic Party and is blamed for racism in the criminal justice system. President Donald Trump favors the death penalty, including for drug dealers.